I briefly mentioned filming and photographing police last week when speaking about recording conversations. Filming and photographing police is often the subject of considerable aggression from police. This issue received some media attention in Byron Bay recently when police were heard warning people not to film them and threatening them with legal action for interfering with their work. As are similar threats about recording conversations, this is very common from police and may also be very illegal. Police may try to use move-along directions or other powers to prevent a member of the public filming them. Unless used correctly, the use of such powers is unlawful. Questions are often asked as to why police have such an issue with being filmed or photographed. It may be that they are doing something they shouldn't be and do not want to be caught. They may do something they shouldn't and don't want to be caught, or they may honestly believe that members of the public can't record them. In relation to the last point, the New South Wales Police Force has a media unit which has been quoted as saying, "Members of the public have the right to take photographs of or film police officers, any incidents involving police officers, which are observable from a public space or from a privately owned place with the consent of the owner or occupier." With such a clear statement from the New South Wales Police Force about members of the public having the right to photograph or film police, it makes you wonder what is going on with the New South Wales Police Force. Are they doing things they should not be doing, or do they want to do things they should not be doing? I often take photographs of police and sometimes film them. I even have footage of a police officer threatening me with arrest for filming him. He seemed to have a major issue with the voice recording component of the filming. He was clearly not aware that filming was a right and it can include sound when in a public space, not recording a private conversation. The media film with sound every day. There is also a great community interest in photos and footage of police or incidents occurring. The media often pays very good money for footage obtained, even if it is on an iPhone or of poor quality. Images speak volumes and can be very powerful. This was recently seen when police were filmed lying about an incident on a bus where a man was tasered. The footage that appeared after the incident showed the man was very polite and was set upon by police for reasons unknown. It is understandable why people are reluctant to film or photograph police. It can be pretty frightening being confronted by various well-armed individuals with the ability to arrest and charge you at their leisure. Until such time as the courts become less likely to take the word of police in situations where there are no other witnesses or recorded images, such a fear will remain in members of the public. If anyone decides they would like to film or photograph police but would like to share the material anonymously, they can do so by submitting the material to me by email at info@bigrobs.com.au. Contact details are available through the Big Robs website at bigrobs.com.au. I often receive images from members of the public who allow me to use the material if I keep their name out of it. I'm more than happy to continue doing this as I have no problem publishing material involving police, good or bad. You are listening to Big Robs Rant on 92.9 River FM. Come and join me at facebook.com/BigRobsOz, spelled BigRobsOz, or follow the Big Robs Rant links on the Big Robs website at bigrobs.com.au if you would like to make a comment.